Conventional wisdom says that the Ocean State is headed for a rematch of the 2014 governor's campaign, pitting Republican Alan Fung versus Democrat Gina Raimondo. Governor Raimondo of the multi-million dollar campaign fund has a record to defend, but don't expect her to debate her September primary opponents, former Secretary of State Matt Brown and one-time state rep Spencer Dickinson. Brown, Dickinson, and the good government types are hammering away at Raimondo's decision to deflect person-to-person face-offs before the primary. Whether it's a debate or not is linked to campaign strategy, not what's necessarily good for the voters or democracy. What this shows is that Raimondo's polling must suggest that she has a comfortable lead and doesn't have to worry about the nomination, so long as her turnout operation is firing on all cylinders. The principal foe is Brown, who is running at her from the left, trying to capture the muscle that the Democratic progressive wing has flexed around a divided country in the Trump era. Like the governor, Brown's an Ivy League-educated candidate who's a fine messenger for his views. What he hasn't been adept at is raising the money and building the organization needed to successfully take on an incumbent. Brown has positioned himself as against much of the Raimondo agenda, from her support for the Burrville fossil fuel plant to women's issues and renewable energy. He's gained some traction from activists, but hasn't attracted support from reliable party liberals who have a history of churning out votes, particularly the left side of organized labor. It was telling when the National Education Association of Rhode Island, the influential teachers union, declined to endorse Brown. Many of their members haven't forgiven the governor for cutting their pensions when she was general treasurer. Then Raimondo vetoed the continuing contract provision teachers wanted. Despite that, the union obviously doesn't think Brown can win. Dickinson's campaign is underfunded and hasn't generated much support. A crucial voter pool for Brown will be supporters of the slate of progressive candidates running for General Assembly and the organization put together by Aaron Regenberg, the Providence state rep now running for lieutenant governor. Unlike Brown, Regenberg has been successful at raising money and building a voter turnout operation. The question for Regenberg is whether his statehouse activism on such issues as abortion rights and paid family leave can overcome incumbent Dan McKee's establishment support. Regenberg does have some labor backing. The NEA has endorsed him. Raimondo should win by double digits. Anything less will be viewed as vulnerability in the general election. She should be concerned about her lackluster job approval polling numbers, particularly after spending more than $1 million on television spots and the state's improving employment data. One curveball was a Pawtucket Red Sox decision to abandon Rhode Island for a new stadium to be built in Worcester. Raimondo's taken some flack for a lack of leadership, but you have to wonder if the people criticizing her were ever going to vote for her. On the Republican side, Fung has taken a different stance than his last campaign. 4 years ago, the mayor was accessible and regularly answered media questions. Now he's buttoned his lip. For almost a month, yours truly has been seeking an answer to a simple question. Does he support the Roe v. Wade abortion standard? So far, no reply. Fung has limited debates to one on a small Woonsocket radio station. He's been dogged for shunning verbal jousts by his principal opponent, State Representative Patricia Morgan of West Warwick. But Morgan hasn't raised much money and is lagging Fung in establishment support. Businessman Giovanni Ferrosi doesn't seem to be a force. Trying to handicap elections in 2018 is a fool's errand. Yet it would be a huge surprise if either Raimondo or Fung loses their primary.